American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank Document, page 349. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 3T. On the day of the murder of this girl on Saturday, he forgot to get the raincoat that old Jim saw him have. Miss Maddie Smith leaves the building, you say, at 9:20 a.m. She said, or Frank says at 9:15. You have it on this chart here that's turned to the wall that Frank telephoned Schiff to come to his office at 10 o'clock. And yet this man Frank, coolly, composedly, with his great capacity for figures and data, in his own statement says that he gets to Montag's at that hour. And you've got the records, trot them out if I'm wrong. At 11 a.m., Frank returns to the pencil factory. Holloway and Mann come to the office. Frank dictates mail and acknowledges letters. Frank, in his statement, says 11:05. Anyway, oh Lord, any hour, any minute, move them up and move them down. We've got to have the alibi, like old Uncle Remus's rabbit. We're just bleached to climb. 12:12, approximate time Mary Fagan arrives. Frank says that Mary Fagan arrived 10 or 15 minutes after Miss Hall left. And with mathematical accuracy, you've got Miss Hall leaving the factory at 12:03. Why, I never saw so many watches, so many clocks, or so many people who seem to have had their minds centered on time as in this case. Why, if people in real life were really as accurate as you gentlemen seek to have us believe, I tell you this would be a glorious old world, and no person and no train would ever be behind time. It doesn't happen that way, though. But to crown it all, in this table which is now turned to the wall, you have Lemmy Quinn arriving, not on the minute at to serve your purposes, from 12:20 to 12:22. But that, gentlemen, conflicts with the evidence of Freeman and the other young lady, who placed Quinn by their evidence in the factory before that time. Mr. Arnold, there isn't a word of evidence to that effect. Those ladies were there at 11:35 and left at 11:45. Corinthia Hall and Miss Freeman, they left there at 11:45, and it was after they had eaten lunch and about to pay their fare before they ever saw Quinn, at the little cafe, the Busy Bee. He says that they saw Quinn over at the factory before 12, as I understood it. Mr. Dorsey, yes, sir, by his evidence. Mr. Arnold, that's absolutely incorrect. They were not there then and never swore they did.